Episode number 306.
Anybody that says success in any form is easy is full of it. And that says you can buy it for $9.99. Just click here, run the other way. It's going to take work and it's the law of compounding. It's going to happen one slow step at a time.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hot, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is bringing you the fuego, ready to get you fired up for the day and week and months ahead. And most importantly, bringing you people that are doing it at the biggest level of the game. And I think after this show, you're going to want to think about your momentum and where is your momentum going? And are you not only gamifying your life, but are you leveling up your life? And I'm bringing you someone that is doing this every day. He's got a bunch of incredible things going on with his movement. We're bringing you on Mr. Will Moore. Will, are you ready to be real?
Sorry, I was just walking through the crowd. Yeah, I'm ready, bro. Let's do it.
Let's go.
I felt like there needed to be, that was, let me just tell you something, Travis. I've been on probably 30 shows now, and I interview people. Dude, your energy is the best of the best of the best.
Let's go, baby.
Your energy.
I love that. Man. I still got to find a way to monetize or capitalize, but most importantly, it's been through the show. It's been my labor of love, guys. And I think it translates not only to the guests, but hopefully to you that are listening today. And this is someone, guys, that not only does he have a podcast, his real mission in life with more momentum is helping you gamify the habits of life, helping you find little tips and tricks and hacks to actually level up your life and really helping you maximize life, not only making it fun, but making it addictive to improve your habits around his real movement with the five cores of life. He's got an incredible Instagram, guys. You guys got to go follow him out at the Five Core Life. But tell us a little bit about the story, man. What gave you the passion or momentum, if you want to call it, to help motivate others?
Well, I think like a lot of people that end up getting into, you know, helping other people, I think they had something happen to them, right? Mm. It's funny, as I've read a lot of books. I had my rock bottom moment when I was my freshman year of college. I was suicidal. Wow. And I was what your typical victim. Life sucks. It's out to get me. My brain is broken. If I could just trade my brain for another brain, then all would be good. And I serendipitously was introduced to this book that just changed my whole way of thinking. One of my professors, got threw myself into studying because I just didn't really have any friends or didn't have much else to do. And this professor that I really idolized was like, let me tell you something. I read this book when I was about your age. He told the whole class. He's like, it changed my life. He's like, I highly recommend it. Now on to the rest of my lecture. And I just like didn't think of anything else for the rest of the class, wrote down the name of the book, went to the library after it, devoured this book like it was like a hard piece of yummy chocolate, and I never looked back. And the book was called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Mr. Dale Carnegie. Have you read it?
Incredible book, guys. One of those ones that you got to keep rereading because, you know, I always keep it on my Audible because it's just one of those ones I like to, you know, pick up every so often and reread it.
That's it, man. I've read it 10 to 12 times. I read it every several years. It's just one of those things that it was written in the 40s. That's what's so cool about it. Powerful. And yet every single thing in that book, other than the references of him, you know, going to school in a horse and buggy, maybe.
Right.
You know, they've modernized the references, but it still all holds up. And the key and what switched with me that at that moment in that time was that there's these universal principles out there that I wasn't really aware of that have been around since the beginning of time. They're going to be around till the end. We can't really cheat. You can't cheat the system. Right. You can't hack it, you know, at least for long. You can cheat it for a little while, but eventually it's going to catch up with you. And if you don't surround your life by these things, if you don't build your habits around these things, you're going to find yourself in trouble.
Yeah. And that's good that you learned it at an early age, because I think many of us, unfortunately, might have learned it in 2020. You know, maybe we were positioned the wrong way, leveraged a certain way. Maybe we've given up hope on ourselves in that, you know, some of the things that we wanted to achieve, we can't achieve. If you were a musician, if you were an actor, if you're, you know, in some forms of media that don't exist currently in the same form right now. I know Joe Rogan talks about a lot with the comedians and stuff, you know, that they're
right.
The stage they're so used to just getting up on and hopping on and doing these things that they live for, now they don't have. And so if you didn't have a podcast or you didn't have a way of pivoting that energy into something that not only is going to help you, you know, pay your bills, but it's going to give you that it thing you're looking for, you know? And I think that's the interesting thing about, even this last year, is I think that the self-reflection of where we're at, the things that are important to us, I think that we're finding that maybe we're not as important as we thought.
Yeah, this was a great year, in my opinion. It's the best thing that could have happened. Just like I was telling you, you know, oftentimes when you learn about somebody that's gone on to have, you know, I call it quote unquote success, because not the type of success most people associate with, not the monetary, but the whole, the five core life success, firing on all cylinders, relationships, physical health, mental health, mindset, and your career and your finances, and then the giving back portion. All of these things you need to be hitting on. And you read about these people, there's usually like a moment where it was like they hit their rock bottom or there was some tragic moment. That's why this year, in my opinion, was good. We needed to be jolted out. Just like I was jolted in college when I was like, it's either suicide or reinvent myself. Take your pick, right? And that motivated the hell out of me. And unfortunately, a lot of people just hover between rock bottom and their best lives, their whole life, just kind of just above that rock bottom in that gray kind of just mediocre zone where they're kind of that typical victim that's like hoping that they'll one day win the lottery or, you know, if only I could get the right girlfriend, if only I could get $10 million, if only I could get 10 million likes on my, you know, that's not what it's about. And it just sucks. And it's unfortunate that that's kind of the direction that we've gone in over the last, you know, 150 years or so, 100 years, especially in the last 15 years with social media and everything pushing. So, absolutely. You know, this past year with this COVID stuff, man, it was a wake up call. A lot of systems that were broken are changing the way we work. The fact that now, instead of having to commute 2 hours a day, like a lot of people were doing, and, you know, just basically twiddling your thumbs, wasting time at the office, not seeing your kids, doing things you love, whatever it is. Now you can save all that time, get the work done in half or less the time, and then go spend the time on the rest of your course, doing the things you do love, spending time with relationships, family, all these things.
That has been one of the best things. And I think it creates tons of discipline. Obviously, those that are in entrepreneurship know that, you know, whether you're working from home and you're used to being that, you know, maybe pushed by the fact that you're at the office and you were, you know, less motivated to take a break, et cetera, because, you know, you're just on the grind. But we're finding, like you said, is like a part of life you've been missing. And the good part of life, I think you've been missing. And that's the family time, the walks with the kids, and you're sitting at the office waiting to wait till 5 o'clock. I gotta wait till 5 o'clock to get the hell out of here. The boss is watching, you know, and that is gone, you know, let alone, like you said, once you get 5 o'clock, then you still got a 2 hour commute. Now you're not home till 7. Kids are in bed by 8. You really, you know, at many points, I think, you know, we're realizing that, working whenever you want is the new kind of workflow. It's not the 8 to 5. It's work whenever you want. You know, if you want to wake up at 4 a.m. and work till 8, and then you work from 8 p.m. to 12 at night after your kids are gone to sleep, that works for some people. You know, right. That's the interesting thing, I think, about it all is that, you know, we're all finding that, you know, work has always been there. But now we get to enjoy some of the other pieces of life that we've maybe missed.
That's it, man.
So the people that come to you and work with you, Will, I mean, who are these people typically that you love to work with? Who are the people that you really thrive working with?
So I actually have never charged any money for anything. So
really?
I haven't gotten into coaching or I mentor people. I'm mentoring a lot of the students that, I won this award. I was fortunate enough to get at my college this past year, Rollins College, where I went to school in Winter Park, Florida.
Oh, wow.
And I got an award for somebody that's gone on to have, again, the quote unquote financial success, but then is also using that
right
to go and try to make the world a better place. And so I was able to do a speech and talk to meet with faculty and students. And I, from that, I got like 5 or 6 students that I just mentor on a regular basis. And I love it. And I'm learning kind of, you know, where today's young mindset is and what is it, what are the struggles? What are the things just like when I was struggling, you know, that have changed. And for the most part, it's all still the same. There's just different words, different terms, you know, of getting through life and, you know, people call them, this one kid I'm mentoring, I won't use his name, but he says, you know, when I try to start bettering myself, he's like, there's this stigma. And he's like, people call me a hardo or they call me a try hard. Like, why are you trying so hard, dude? Like, it took me a little while, but he's finally gotten to the point where he now can look somebody in the face that says that and be like, dude, why aren't you trying to live your best and happiest life? Like, what's your problem? And the point is there's always going to be people that those people that are like, hey, wait, no, where are you going? I'm down here. I don't want to get left and feel crappy about myself. Right. Absolutely. And if you let those people control what you do and make you feel bad. And you know, if they're the cool kids, whatever it is, you're effed. So you got to just do your own thing, pick your path, be confident and say, I got these strengths. I got these passions. I got some weaknesses, just like everybody else on the planet. I'm going to figure out how to work around them, how to outsource them. And I'm going to go full steam ahead, becoming bigger, better, faster, stronger.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. And that is a big part of life, because if you are, you know, getting into your 5 core life principles, in that if you're out of balance in any one of those guys, it's going to throw the other ones off. I mean, no matter what you say, there's people that are very wealthy, but they don't get a time to see their kids at all. You know what I mean? And they don't get that time, and their kids are going to grow up amongst having a great life, amongst being, you know, basically probably taken care of by, you know, nursing people or people that are taking care of the family, the housekeepers, et cetera. But then the relationship with the father or mother is not there because of that, no matter what your success, and vice versa. Someone has no money, can't provide for their child, needs to get a little bit more of those finances in their life so that they can. And not that that's only going to be the solution, but in some cases, working hard, focusing on yourself, creating a side hustle, a side gig, you know, analyzing your skills, figuring out what skills you can maybe put on Fiverr or Upwork or somewhere and start monetizing these things and seeing what happens. You know, I think part of any good person that tries a business or anyone that's really that has been admirable, in my opinion, they just try. They constantly are working. They're constantly trying new things. Some things are going to fall flat on their face, and then some things are going to take off. And then they just keep putting that rocket fuel in the engine once it takes off. You know, that's
love it. I mean, that's it, man. That's everything. It's the action. I'm always telling people, like, just fail forward. Like, and the mindset, it's your first core. To me, it's the most important, because, you know, you got to get into that mindset of like, okay, like I said, I'm not perfect, but I got some pretty good things going for me. Let's figure out how to hone in and focus on those. Let's set some goals based on where I think I want to be. I know that I'm going to fail, but I'm going to fail forward. If, you know, I'm not saying enjoy failure, because sometimes it stings. And, you know, I'm saying it's how quick you get back up and you go, okay, that sucked. But instead of poor me, woe is me, you know, that's going to stop me in my tracks. And I knew that wasn't going to work anyway. So I'm going to go back to that other lame thing I was doing where I'm not happy. You go, okay, what did I learn from that? How can I become bigger, better, faster, stronger, smarter? And I'm just going to keep going. Right. And then if you're able to get into that mindset, life just becomes, it becomes fun. It becomes a game. You're gamifying life, where it's like a challenge is like a failure is like, okay, that's a problem I need to solve. How do I figure that out? Versus the majority, and it's in our nature to do this. And that's why it's not easy to think this way that I'm talking about is to be these fixed victims, just like I was in college, where it's like, poor me, life sucks. Why can't I catch a break? You know, but that it feels good to do that. It's like a short-term dopamine hit. Like, it feels good to feel sorry for yourself, but
yes,
doesn't get you anywhere. And you just got to keep, like you just said, action, action, action. That's the number one thing. Just keep moving, keep trying things. If one thing doesn't work, you pivot. If that doesn't work, you pivot again, and you just keep going. Like you, when we started the show, I don't know how successful your podcast is, but I can tell you, if you keep up the energy and the vibe that you're doing, you are going to make it, because you have something. I always tell people, let's go. It's not just about wanting to do something. Like I said, it's the passions and your strengths. That's what you got to combine. Cause a lot of people, if you're not good at, like, I mean, here's an extreme example. If you're 4'2", don't go try to, don't say my passion is the NBA and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to spend my life like, you know, like do something. Like if you're really good, if you're 7'2" and you're 15 and you're like the star of your team, all right, let's go. Let's make that our goal, right? So you want to combine them.
And that's the most important thing, I think, in life is self-awareness of your strengths and your weakness. I think the best entrepreneurs or people I've ever interviewed, guys, in my 300 or so shows that I've done, is literally like the best entrepreneurs are not only willing to fail, but they are putting in the work and then they are waking up the next day and putting in more work. I was listening to the Elon Musk interview. He says, I work until 2 a.m. at some nights. On Saturdays and Sundays, I take time off. People are like, oh, I love to be Elon Musk. Well, do you work till 2 a.m. every night?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. So the point is, in general, at some point, he's got so much going on. He's got to keep working till 2 a.m. because he's just got so many things going on. I know Joe even mentioned in the interview, hey, you want to do airplanes? He said, dude, my brain's fried right now. Like, there's a certain point where I can't do everything, you know? And I think that's another good point. And Elon Musk, our Einstein of our era, guys, is actually having self-awareness to realize, hey, I probably can't build airplanes, you know? Maybe I can give you some design ideas to Boeing or something, but let them do the work because I'm already busy on Tesla and Boring Company and SpaceX and a lot of things. And so I think that's another good point, is that even if you're very, very successful, even if you're at the top of the food chain, to still have that self-awareness is very important, you know?
Self-awareness is everything. And that's where it starts. Most of us are going through life. We think we know like what's good, what's bad for us. Like, yeah, I should eat better. You know, I should go to the gym. But it's like, unless you connect with your why, unless you're able to like see yourself from a 10,000 foot view. Mm. And one of the exercises I help people with, these mentees I'm telling you about that I work with, and I am putting a course together and I want to help people in the masses. I'm just not there yet.
Right.
It's called the Back to the Future exercise.
Oh, okay.
You flash forward to the end of your life and you picture your funeral and you go, okay, first of all, who's there, right? Is it like just your mom because you were a dick?
Right.
Or is it filled, right? And what's being said about you in each? I do it for each of the course. What's being said about you and your mindset, your career and your finances, your relationships, your physical health, and your emotional health and giving back? Those five core areas. Like, and then you go, okay, and you literally write it out. You got to write it out. You can't just put it in your head.
Right.
You make the list, and I have an ebook. If anybody's interested in doing this, just reach out to me. I'll send it to you to walk you through this. It's a simple little exercise. And then you kind of flash back to now and you go, okay, what are the habits that I currently have? And am I on track to hit that optimal funeral? And if the answer is no, you need to say, okay, what are these failure habits that need to be stopped? Right. And what are the success habits I need to replace them with? And then that's what you start to get to work on. But you got to do it slowly. And like you said, it takes work. It's not easy. Anybody that says success in any form is easy is full of it. And it says you can buy it for $9.99. Just click here, run the other way. It's going to take work, and it's the law of compounding. It's going to happen one slow step at a time. We're living in this insta generation where we think we can just hit a button and get anything we want, because we pretty much can.
Yes.
We can get, my restaurant delivery company that we sold in 2019 for $323 million.
Well, bam.
I didn't get all that money. I was part of
it.
Of course. Joined with another group and we had investors, but I got a good chunk and I technically don't have to work for the rest of my life because of it. And you know, that whole concept was built on 10 years ago, 12 years ago when nobody else was doing it. We started before Uber, Grubhub, DoorDash, all these guys. It was like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if people could like go on their phones and actually place an order and get the food delivered? And we literally came out the year the iPhone came out. 2008, I think it was.
You guys are way in front of the curve.
Yeah. And so, right. We was fortunate that we saw like the real estate market had just crashed, but yet there's all these condos that just went up where I was living in Orlando. We're like, what do all these people need? Dude, they need to eat. And nobody's going to want it. These girls, they do their makeup. I had a girlfriend at the time, took her an hour to get ready. I'm like, she's not going to spend an hour to get ready to go down in the lobby and walk across the street to go pick up her Payway Chinese.
Right.
That ain't happening.
Right.
She wants it delivered to her door so she doesn't have to get ready. So that's what we did. And, you know, and now it's evolved and you can click a button and get anything you want in the world. Amazon will give you, you know, you can get yourself delivered in a car anywhere you want with the click of a button. So it's no wonder that we've gotten this complacency of like, oh, you know, I want the world to come for me. Oh, that kid, he's 18. He's got 800 million followers on TikTok. I can do that. I don't need to work. No, there's always going to be exceptions and people that, you know, strike lightning. But
right,
if you don't have the core values set, even those people, they're not going to end up happy. You got to get that stuff going for you and eventually it'll pay off.
Such a good story, dude. Such a great story, guys. Motivated in the day and age of thinking of what's next for the future, man. We're thinking of, okay, we got Uber Eats and all these great things. What's next? What's next? That's what you got to be constantly thinking about, not only in your life, but where's the future going? Like you said, you were looking up all these condos. What do these people need? They need food. It's not like you did rocket science in that moment. You just literally thought about what they needed. And so sometimes it's just literally that insight that can take you to the next level in whatever it is, whether it's your business, life, passions, friendships, family. It's just, what's next for us? Is it this? Is it, where are we going? Are we going to the divorce level? Are we going to the happiness level? And what can you do in your marriage? Or what can you do in your life? Friendships, families. So I love that, man. I love that. And congratulations on your success, bro. You're a very humble, modest gentleman. And I love that about you as well, because obviously, you know, we could always be braggadocious and things like that, but you've always come off very, very grateful and humble for everything you've had in your life, amongst it being very, very bountiful, if you want to call it, because the world is full of abundance, man.
That's it, man. And, you know, like I feel like I'm a success, and what I'm using that, like, right. I don't go around announcing it unless it's part of the story to help. And to be honest with you, I do try to take advantage of that sometimes, the financial success, because
right. This
is the society that we're focused. This is our reality. This is what people are focused on. And you know what? If I can get in the side door and be like, oh, hey, yeah, I have credibility because I made a bunch of money. People go, ooh, let's listen to what he has to say. And they go, I gotcha. It's not just about the money. I will help you with that too, because it is part of it. It's one of your cores, career and finances. But it's not just about making money. It's how you make your money. Are you happy doing what you're doing? And are you growing that money exponentially? Do you know the law of compounding, how to use it, how to grow it whether you're sleeping or not, you're making money.
That money's going, baby. I love it. I love it. That's the next step, guys, is that your money makes money for you. One of the smartest things I ever did was get some money outside of my business and start investing in companies and getting into some different types of things that weren't necessarily directly tied to my social media business, you know, and that's been beneficial over time, and that we weren't only dependent on just the social media revenue. Amongst last year, having a lot of customers closing and really tough time for us last year, to be transparent, because we're directly in bed we're directly partners with customers that were closed for an entire year. They're still closed, some of these industries, unfortunately. And what can we do but be a good partner for them and say, hey, we're going to give you our services for free. And when you come back and you're ready to rock, we're going to be there for you. And you'll be there for, you know, to get us back and paying us. And so it's taken us a financial lump to hopefully, like you said, bridge that gap to the next horizon, if you want to call it, with these businesses. But now, my man, we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix. Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
IG. You guys got to follow it. The Five Core Life. Great page. Unbelievable page. Chicken or steak?
Steak.
Steak, my dudes. Laptop or smartphone?
Ooh, smartphone.
Smartphone. There's too much you can do with those things now. It's like, man, yeah. I can do everything. Run the business. Go on my stocks account, do everything, pay some bills. Spotify or Pandora when you're thinking about music or content?
Ooh, Spotify for sure.
Spotify. They've gotten really good
at
the game of podcasts and many different
great
places of content there. Movies or video games?
Oh, see, now you've just hit
the sweet spot.
The gold zone. I love them both. I've always been a gamer, which is part of this bringing gamification into helping people level up their lives and stuff. But I love movies too. So if gun to my head, movies.
Movies. And it's probably something you can do with the whole fam. And
yeah, exactly. But I love.
something good about games too. There was when we were kids, the parents said those games are bad for you. But now we're realizing some of that stuff is actually pretty good in moderation, guys. In moderation,
That's right.
Spending 18 hours a day on video games might not get you to your five core principle life principles.
That's exactly right. To me, I look at it as it's part of my emotional health core. Emotional health core being like making sure that I'm proactively doing the things that I enjoy and scheduling them into my life. So it's like sometimes my wife will go up. After we put the kids down for a couple hours and she likes to read and I do my reading in the morning. So I'll go down and maybe I'll play my video games or I'll watch a movie or something that I know she doesn't want to watch.
Absolutely, dude. And that's a good trade-off too, because everyone's got to have a little space amongst being married.
Yeah, right? That's for sure.
Part of it, especially nowadays, because there's nowhere to go. I can't go to a concert. I ain't going nowhere. Okay, let's figure this thing out. When you're thinking about other types of investments, do you like stocks or real estate?
Oh, that's another. I mean, I love them both.
Got a big bowl, baby.
Real estate is probably. I read a book called "Rich Dad Poor Dad" by Robert Kiyosaki back in the day. That changed my. I read that right at the right time, right when I was coming out of college, and it changed my whole life because I started. Figured out how to buy real estate on the cheap without using my own money. Ooh. And then I was turning them into rentals. And to this day, I have 10 rentals still back where I'm from in Winter Park, Florida, that I rent to primarily college students near my alma mater where I went to school. And even if I hadn't done doorstep delivery, over time, that has compounded into not only generating passive income every single day. So again, like I was saying earlier, whether I sleep or not, I'm getting paid. Right. I don't even have to be there anymore. I have a great handyman, a great team over there that if I have an issue, they contact them. Absolutely. And then I'm paying these homes off. When I sold my business, I paid them all off, but I was paying them off slowly. Now it's like they're paid off. So it's all just passive income. And then I go to sell them in the end. And then you got this big chunk of money. Can't go wrong.
Incredible. Incredible. And one of my favorite customers would always say, he was like saying he's an entrepreneur. He's got, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 or so houses that he, you know, rents out here locally. And he says, hey, you know what? Every day I got 17 families going to work for me.
Oh, I like that.
And it's just an interesting perspective in that they're going to work to pay the majority of their bill goes to their mortgage or rent, you know.
Write that down. That's I've never heard that. It's a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah. Jim Fisher, the owner of Kids Care, he's a very smart entrepreneur. But he'd always say that. He'd say, you know, I got 17 families working, and he felt good about that. He's providing home, a place for 17 families. A different way of thinking about it, for those that are thinking about real estate. It's just another cool way of thinking about your investments. Oceans or lakes if you're thinking about a vacation?
Oceans or lakes?
Yeah.
Oceans.
Oceans! Where would you go right now if you could go to a beautiful ocean?
I'd go to Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii from age 2 to 7.
Oh, God.
So I went back for my honeymoon, and I haven't been back since. I love it. I would love to go back.
And you deserve it, bro. What island would you go to if you could go to an island? Oahu?
So I lived in Honolulu growing up. We went to Kauai for our honeymoon. Oahu, yeah, that sounds good. Let's go.
One of the most beautiful places in the world is Hawaii, folks. If you guys get a chance in your lifetime, hop on a plane and let's go. I know pretty soon there'll be hopefully restrictions and things changing, and we'd love to get out there because me and my wife had a trip to Maui with our daughter planned, and then COVID hit, and then American Airlines has got like $2,800 of our money now because – they didn't really give us a backing credit. They said, hey, you can book tickets whenever you want, basically, is what they said.
We're like,
fingers crossed. Come on, baby. Let's go. Let's get these things opened. And when you're waking up in the morning, Will, and you're getting ready for the day, you're getting your day prepped, why do you love being you?
I think, like I said, back in college, I would have traded my brain for anything. And I can honestly say that now, you could give me $1 zillion and I would not trade my brain. Like, I love the way my brain works. I've come to appreciate the stuff that I got. I'm ADD. I'm extremely creative. I'm not detail oriented. It drives my wife crazy sometimes. But here's the thing. I've come to figure out what works for me and how to use it. And so that to me is exciting because now a lot of people go through life feeling they focus on those things that why don't I have this? Why is my head bigger? Why do I have love handle? Why are my legs skinny? Why aren't I as smart as that? And that's just such a horrible way. Because I spent the first part of my life feeling that way. And it's torturous. Like I said, I got to a suicidal point. And so I'm just happy that I was able to pull out of that. And now I look at the world the way I do.
And you got so much momentum going in to 2021 and beyond, guys. You guys got to follow not only on Instagram, but as you continue to evolve on the course, please stay tuned. I think you have an incredible, if you want to call it platform or story, to help people get through these. And I like that you're motivating them in many different ways, not just in one way. Oh, get more money. Oh, grow your business. It's the full tactic of your life. Do you think you'll ever retire from the game of entrepreneurship and business?
Here's the thing. Absolutely not. Because what I came to learn is there's this app that I discovered. This is a cool little story. I haven't told this in a while. Years and years ago, like maybe a year after the iPhone came out, I was like playing in the app store. There was only, you know, a certain amount of apps. Now there's like zillions. And I came across this one called The Meaning of Life. I was like, sounds interesting. So I click on it, and it's literally just one picture. And I have it to this day on my vision board right here. And at the top, it says, we strive for more. And then there's a half circle arrow pointing down, saying because, and then at the bottom it says we feel dissatisfied, and then there's another half circle saying because, pointing back up to we strive for more. So it's basically this infinite loop of we strive for more because we feel dissatisfied, we strive for more, and so on. And at first I read that and I was like depressed, and I was like, what? So basically, wait, let me see if I understand this correctly. You're telling me that I'm never going to be happy no matter what, because I'm always striving for more. Even when I get it, then I want more. Then it didn't happen right away, but it took me years. And it's part of what I'm teaching people now and trying to help the world with is, like, if you can understand the fact that we're goal-oriented creatures, like we have to have a goal that we're working towards. If not, we get complacent and we get stiff. And if we're not growing, we're dying. Like, you sitting on a beach drinking pina colada and being happy, they do not equate. Yeah. They do for a week, right, or two, maybe, right, maybe in a month, you know, but you're going to get bored and you're going to start, your brain's going to be like, well, what are we doing? What's, if you've got nothing to look forward to, nothing to be working towards, you're effed.
Mush. Your brain goes to mush, they say. You know, your synapses in your brain stop, you know, connecting. There's lots of recent studies. We had a doctor, Dr. Turner Osler. He created a new chair that's helping solve back problems. A fascinating story, fascinating gentleman. But he basically says they used to believe that your brain, like, started at a certain point and you had as many brain cells as you had. And then over time, you basically, like, slowly lost them. You know what I mean? And as you got older, when you're 90, you had less. And we're finding out now from very active 90-year-olds that that's not true. You actually have as many, if not more, cells and synapses and brain connectivity if you use them, and only if you use them. So sitting on the beach and sipping pina coladas, you're not going to be getting that feeling of feeling of dissatisfaction to want more, to strive for more. You're kind of already got it all, and you're sitting there, and you're like, what's next? It's the same thing tomorrow. I got to sit in here and drink pina coladas tomorrow. Okay. Your brain and your body and everything starts to kind of feed back into that. It's not challenged. And, you know, like we see, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times people retire, and then many, not too long after that, they leave the earth, you know, because their sense of soul, if you want to call it, is gone.
And, that's right.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I love that analogy. We strive for more with the downward circle to we feel dissatisfied to back up to folks that we strive for more. And the circle never stops.
It's a circle of life. Think of it, and you want to get into your success loop is what I call it. So you want to get into that loop where you're taking the right actions that are then having a little bit of success. That little bit of success builds up your mindset, makes you more confident, makes you want to take more action, builds your energy. Then you take a little bit more action, and so on and so forth. And you just stay in that, and you just keep taking action, keep building your confidence, keep having results. And then it compounds and it compounds versus the opposite, which is your failure loop, which is you're not taking any actions. You're just sitting around, you're doing nothing. You're not getting any results. You're feeling like crap about yourself. You're getting more depressed, then you're getting less energy. And then you're just so forth. Sucky.
Just keeps going down into a black hole, basically. Yeah. Do you have a routine to start your day? Is there a way to keep your life on path?
Oh yeah. That routines are big. As you know, I'm a big habits guy. Gamifying life. You got to have a routine. You got to trick your brain. We're dogs. We have dog brains. Right. We have got to trick our brains into doing stuff that's good for us. Otherwise, we're going to pick that low-hanging fruit 100 times out of 100. So, and but here's the cool thing about habits, Travis. They don't care if they're good or bad, helping or hurting us. But once they're formed, they kind of go on autopilot. Our brain's trying to conserve energy, and so it just does it no matter what. So, right. If you don't brush your teeth, that's a bad habit. I call it failure habit. What's going to happen? The law of compounding is going to kick in. You're going to lose your teeth eventually. Yeah. You do brush your teeth. 10 years later, you're gonna have a nice white shiny and floss. You can put floss in there, yes. Right? And so, yeah, I mean, that's the key is you got to have these routines. And so for me, I, over the years have developed, I get up first thing I look, I don't spring out of bed. I've never been one of those people that I'm just like, let's go.
Right.
I like to just kind of lay there and just slowly wake up. And I used to, a failure habit I had was I used to look at my news app, which would have all the political crap, especially yes. over the last 4 years. And it would right. just put me in such a bad mood. And I would get so angry. And that's how I was starting my day. You can't burst off of your rocket ship that way. You gotta start right. So now I have this app called Flipboard.
Oh, nice.
Where
I like
you can Flipboard. Literally just pick the things that you want to look like, personal development, wellness, video games, movies, whatever it is you like that's happy, that's uplifting. And that's all it'll show you, yes. right? And so that's a way of gamifying with tech. And then I move on. I get my shake downstairs. I put coffee in it. I have it stacked by then doing my emails. I got protein. I got spinach in my shake. I got all the good stuff, right? Mm. I take my vitamins. Then I go through the emails that I know that I don't want to be looking at right when I sit down at my computer after I've had my coffee when I'm the most productive. And I just get those out of the way and I address those. Then I go up and I take a shower and I have a mantra that I tell myself that I've memorized that I recommend to anybody. Just start small, but just a few phrases that just put that pep in your step and just remind you of what life's about and what you're here for and what you're trying to do, and then finish it with what you're grateful for. And while I'm doing that, I do stretches because I tore my ACL a year and a half ago playing basketball, and I have to stretch every day. And at first I hated it. I was like, oh my God, I have to do this every day. But now I do it in the shower. Again, I've tricked my brain and it doesn't even think about it because I'm thinking about my mantra right. meanwhile I'm stretching, and I get a shower and I'm like, boom, let's go, baby. Let's party. And then I put on my music. I say, Alexa, play favorite music. She knows the tunes I like. We're going, you know, if human spirit is going, we're going. And then I'm brushing my teeth. I'm flossing. I'm putting on my moisturizer, these things. And then, you know, I sit at my computer and it's like, all right, baby, I'm ready to party. And that's mine. I don't recommend anybody does mine. I recommend that you figure out what works for you, what you like.
Right.
Get that morning routine going, but just make sure that it's based on momentum building habits and not failure habits.
Yeah. And also I like that you changed that reactionary habit of going to the news and, like, you know, you see all these things that you kind of react to. I know that's what happens sometimes right. now in the last 5-10 years with the news cycles and media. And then with things like Flipboard, you can change that, guys. You can get your content different ways and you can customize it the way you want it. And that's always the way I say about social media too. If you feel you're seeing posts that you don't like, hide or mute those, unfollow those people. I try to tell people all the time, this is your social media feed. If there's people that you're not liking their content, just hide them. Don't see them ever again. Don't forget that you are in control of these things as much as you forget sometimes that we, you know, this is Facebook. No, this is your Facebook. You can control everything. You can control settings. You can control friends. You can control muting, blocking, hiding. And so we are in control is the point
That's
I was
exactly
saying.
Right.
And well you said. You really own that with your start to your day. If you could sit down tonight in the lovely windy city of Chicago to a steak dinner with anyone in the world, who would you want to sit down with today?
Tim Ferriss. Tim Ferriss. I love his book was a game changer for me.
Yes.
The 4-hour work week. And his books all since then have been awesome. And he's got his podcast that, you know, there's not a lot of podcasts I listen to just because, I mean, who's got the time?
So much time.
And especially now I used to go to the gym and listen to them a lot while I was working out. Again, a habit stack. I'd be getting my knowledge in while I'm pumping my body. But now I haven't gone to the gym because of COVID and all this. So, but I like his view on the world and the guests that he gets, and he's just all about the same stuff I'm talking about, but he's just way ahead of me. He's been doing a lot longer and he's where I want to be. So it would be him.
And that's the best thing to listen to, guys. If there's someone you admire, go listen to their podcasts. That's the biggest layup I can give you. It's a free mentorship friendship program right there, in that you're pretty intimate with someone on a audio version podcast. That's why some of these ones like Clubhouse and some of these popular social networks, because audio is pretty intimate amongst text and some of that stuff. You get in someone's earbuds, you know, you kind of can really drive the, you know, either success or also just the message, story, et cetera. But I love Tim because he is willing to hack on his body, willing to test himself, yeah, and then give you the insights of what happened. So he's truly a guinea pig for the people. And I love that, man. Well, we really appreciate you, Will. You are a wealth of knowledge, brother. You are an incredible soul, an incredible story. I know that you're, you know, like I always believe, the world is full of abundance. Although you've had some incredible success to this point, there's even more there for you. And it might look different. It might not necessarily, you know, be an app that you created that you cash out. You might inspire 200 million people or something in the world. We don't know maybe how that all changed and transforms, but I know that you, with that, we strive for more. We feel a little bit, you know, dissatisfied, and we come back and we strive for more. That you're never going to stop, my brother. You're never going to stop.
And you're never going to either. I can tell. And I appreciate you. I already want you to, my podcast, my intro. I want some energy in there. You're going to re-record it. I'm going to pay you to do it. We're doing it. And I'm trying to think, how else can I use you in my life? Your energy is just awesome. There's this book called The Energy Bus. I just actually interviewed
Energy Bus. Author. Okay.
This guy, I just interviewed him the other day, John Gordon.
John Gordon.
Book he wrote, The Carpenter. He talks about these energy vampires. He's like, life's made up of, you got these people that just suck energy, and then you got people that give you energy. He's like, go towards those ones that give you energy. That's what you are. So thank you, my brother.
So let's hop on the bus, everybody. Let's hop on the bus. Will, can you give your favorite place for people to hang out with you? We already gave the IG. Maybe you want to give the website a shout out somewhere that they can kind of.
Yeah, website. Follow. So More Momentum, MOORE, my last name, momentum.com. That's got a little 5-core life evaluator. We've talked about these 5 cores. It's a quick little quiz you can take at the top. It's life evaluator quiz. Take that. It'll tell you where you currently stand in each of your cores. There's also a gamify your life tab. You can read about more about this gamify your life stuff, which we didn't talk too much about. I got an app that's coming out that's going to do all this. It's going to make it fun and addictive. And you're going to be this little spaceship, and you got these 5 cores.
Ooh.
They're the rockets of your engine, and you got to fire on all cylinders. And the only way to do that is to make sure you're getting rid of your failure habits and you're replacing them with success habits. You're holding yourself accountable. You're getting off the ground, then you're going to the moon, then you're going to the next planet, then you're going off to the next solar system. You're flying through asteroid fields. There's little side quests. You're meeting little aliens. It's freaking awesome. I've been working on it for 3 years. It should be done in the next couple of months. I'm beyond excited to put this out, because I'm doing the same thing that Google and Facebook are doing, where I'm using science and tech to get people addicted to this stuff. But with me, instead of just a quick dopamine fix and monetizing your attention, I'm actually helping you level up your life and become happier. And that's the pledge that I'm making right here and now. I've already made it, but I'll make it like it's right here now, that I will always put the user's wellness, and I put users in quotes because that's what the Google and Facebook call them.
Terms of service.
I will always put the wellness above profit.
Profit. Hey, and he's the living proof of this, guys. You've been hanging out with Mr. Will Moore and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today, and let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. We're all going through a lot right now. And Real Time Outsource, my business, is giving back to local and small businesses. Through our social media services and campaigns, we are actually helping small businesses get more exposure during these times, and also when we get through these times. At the end of the day, we don't know how long this is all going to last, but most importantly, you got to think about your business right now. Take it seriously. So come check us out at realtimeoutsource.com, realtimeoutsource.com, and we would love for you to qualify and get the process started where we can take a look at your business and see if we can qualify you for some of our services. at little to no cost for most of the businesses. And some businesses, you know, you're gonna have to pay, but that's just part of life, right? But most importantly is that I think this is the time, folks, that you can actually help thrive in your business. And so I would love to help you personally with our team. We're all going through a tough time right now. So take advantage of us. Realtimeoutsource.com. Check us out. And we would love to do some business with you and help you with your social and digital media in 2020 and beyond.